I love you. Don't kill me. Each of us go into relationships with high hopes that this relationship will be loving, kind, respectful, and safe. While this is true for some, the same cannot be said for the 1 in 4 women who have been the victim of domestic abuse. According to domesticshelters.org, alarming statistics indicate that as you hear this short sentence, a woman has become a victim of assault. According to the Partnership Against Domestic Violence, every 9 seconds, another woman in the U.S. is beaten. Every 9 seconds. It's a sobering reality that 1 in 4 women in the U.S. will experience domestic violence in their lifetime, most frequently by someone they know. Female victims most commonly first experience domestic violence between the ages of 18 and 24, followed by the ages of 11 and 17. Almost 1 out of every 5 murder victims in the U.S. were killed by their intimate partner, with women accounting for 2 out of the 3 murder victims killed by their intimate partner. Nearly 3 women are murdered every day in the U.S. by a current or former romantic partner. When a woman has been tragically killed, the murderer, if identified, is most likely going to be her spouse or partner. But what is her cause of death called? Is it called homicide, domestic dispute, a fatal gunshot, stabbing? Rarely is it ever called what it is, domestic violence. A study of intimate partner homicides found that 20% of the victims were not the intimate partner themselves, but family members, friends, neighbors, persons who intervene, law enforcement responders, or bystanders. If that doesn't hit home that domestic abuse is not just a victim's problem, I don't know what will. 72% of all murder suicides involve an intimate partner, and 94% of the victims of those murder suicides were female. How many times have you heard, "If I can't have you, nobody will"? Oftentimes, when we know of an individual who threatens things like this, we tend to think, "Oh, they're just mad. They won't do anything." Well, let me restate this for you. 72% of all murder suicides involve an intimate partner. Is that a number you can sleep with at night if you have even an inkling that it could happen? It is far past time that we stop letting ourselves off the hook by turning a blind eye of, "Oh, I don't think he'd do that," or "I don't think she would do that." When a man murders his girlfriend or wife, that victim has often died as a result of relentless and methodical domestic abuse, which means there has been signs and that abuse has been going on for a long time. According to an article on domesticshelters.org, and I quote, "The omission of this phrase is detrimental," says advocates, "because it overlooks the epidemic that takes anywhere between 1,800 to 3,500 women lives every year, depending on what homicide statistics you look at. Not to mention those survivors who die over time from health issues caused by the fear and stress of this abuser's tactics. The problem with leaving domestic violence and abuse out of newspaper articles, the evening news, and the current events discussed around the water cooler is that it fails to hold abusers accountable for the totality of their hideous acts. End quote. Instead, they classify it as a dispute. A dispute assumes there are two equal parties that have a viable claim for something. When you enter the realm of murder, it enters the criminal realm. You do not have two equal parties. You have an aggressor and you have a victim. While we can't stop everyone, as an awakened nation and world, we can stop many. Far, far too many people are dying at the hands of their intimate partner, while the media and even possibly you are chalking it up to just another homicide. Domestic dispute, a fatal gunshot wound, or a stabbing in your town. It's time we start calling it for what it is. A domestic violence murder. Links below to what you can get to my other